When I was first diagnosed, I think the main emotion I had was disbelief. And that was back in October, early November, when they first even brought up the C word. Then, when I received my diagnosis in January that it was terminal, I was very sad and very angry. But then I just decided, you know what? There's nothing I can do about it. I can fight it as hard as I can, which I'm doing. But I didn't want to waste time with the negativity of being sad and angry. I just kind of resigned myself to, okay, I've got terminal cancer. What am I going to do about it? And I think that's helped me the most.
I have great emotional support. I think to me, the biggest is my faith. I'm not afraid of dying at all because I'm so secure in the fact that I know what awaits me. The act of dying makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want the pain, and I know in this day and age they do a lot. But I also don't want to get to the point where I'm such a burden to my kids. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of people that keep messaging me. What can I do for you? Tell me what I can do.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, as far as emotionally, like I said, I have a strong faith. I have a wonderful church family. Some of these people I've been going to church with for over 30 years, you know, and same thing with my friends that are here. I've known them for over 35 years, and that's been a huge help.
Has your relationship with God changed at all?
You know, I think in some ways I see the humor in what's happening. I had so many plans to travel. I almost bought a new house. And when that fell through, I remember saying to God, you know, I know you have a plan here. I have no clue why this fell through, but there's a reason, and I'm sure you'll show it to me someday. And so when I became sick, I was like, this is why, you know, because the thought of moving and being in a place that wasn't my comfortable home. I couldn't imagine being in a different house with my diagnosis. I love, love, love traveling with my two sons and daughter-in-law. And when we go, like, to Mexico, all the times we've gone a few times, we always pick remote places to go where we have our own house and can do our own cooking and immerse ourselves in the culture. They had given me this book to read called Being Mortal by Atul Gawande. And it's just for preparing, you know, letting your family know. Mm-hmm. Before you get sick, what do you want? What are your end of life measures that you want? What makes a good day for you?
Right.
What's your network, circle of friends and family? And what are the things that will make you happy day to day? And so one of the things was that I wanted to go on a trip. And we wanted to get that in before I started chemo. Okay. So in 6 days, we planned a trip.
Planned and booked it.
Yep. And found this beautiful place. We flew into Cancun and rented a car and drove south about an hour and a half and had this beautiful little place on the ocean, and it was heaven.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not giving up, though, on another trip. For a while there, I thought, yeah, that's it, but now it's something that's still tucked in the back of my brain. Maybe I can do another one.
Do you think hope is important?
You know, and that's really interesting. And in my blog, I wrote a little bit about that, how it's been a really tough balance between being realistic and being positive. You know, everyone says, oh, you have to stay positive. And yes, I know I do, but I also want to be realistic and prepare. I want to make this as easy as I can for my sons. So I've taken care of my plot. I've taken care of all my affairs getting in order.
But don't you think that people feel awkward when you talk about that sometimes?
Yes.
People don't like talking about that.
They don't. And it's really interesting. He talks about that in the book, too, and said that in the U.S. we treat death like it's taboo.
Right.
And we need to change that because it's just, it's a part of life. And I have a very dark sense of humor sometimes and gallows humor. And we'll, my boys and I will make some comment or somebody will complain about something and I'll kind of go, you know, it really sucks having terminal cancer. And they just get this look on their face like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, no. The other thing is I feel like it's been such a blessing to have time to prepare.
Right.
I mean, it brought my youngest son back home and the time we've had together in just these few months have been so precious for both of us. It's just kind of nice to be able to prepare. Right. And for those of us who kind of tend to be control free, it's nice to know that my funeral is going to be the way I want it.
So you mentioned previously that you knew what was going to happen in the afterlife. How do you envision it?
I don't know. That's a good one because I've read various books from people who have seen the light and come back. I've always been a huge believer in people who have crossed over sending signs. I don't know. That's what faith is, I guess.
Right.
What do I think it'll be? I think it'll be beyond our comprehension. I mean, it'll be amazing. I know that.
It's supposed to be pure love.
Yeah. I mean, the no pain, the no anger with your loved ones, whatever it is, I just know it's much better.
What do you want to be remembered for? What's your legacy?
I think with my teaching, that was the most, besides my sons, raising two amazing, wonderful young men, that I was a good teacher. I mean, teaching was my life beyond my family. During the dark years, it saved my life. It was the something I was good at and did well. I love that I still have relationships with some of my old students.
Everyone has either been a parent of a student that you've taught or has been a student that you've taught that has have grown up and then you've had that second generation
right.
too. So
And that means a lot to me. When I first was diagnosed and the cards and emails started coming, I was so humbled. I have old students who have emailed me and tell me they're now kindergarten teachers because of me.
Oh, I love
that.
That's
just the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a young high school kid the other day and told me he's going into teaching.
That's neat.
So, yeah.
Well, that's how you know you've done something right.
Right, absolutely. And I was a good teacher. I really feel like I did a good job with my students. And
I think you were too.
That was important to me.
Well, thank you. I think that's it.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.